Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. Got Gary Patterson on today's program. He's called the Fiscal Doctor. His website, fiscaldoctor.com, works a lot with CEOs of businesses of all sizes. Gary, welcome to the program. Why don't you kind of give us your elevator speech before we get started?
Well, I'll throw in the, I started in Houston before I do it. You can come back later on that.
Well, where are you now?
In Atlanta.
Yeah, you need to come to your senses. What in the world are you doing in Atlanta when you could be in Houston?
Oh, no. Well, what I do, my elevator pitch is you put me into a situation in days, I can help a company find their million-dollar blind spot so they can accelerate opportunities, keep more of the bottom line. If you do number one and number two, life is usually more fun.
Okay, very good, very good. So tell us about the scope, the size, the types of companies that you work with.
Yeah, the preference really is probably 30 to about 200 million. Outliers, I've done bigger, I've done smaller, and I've done most industries across the country. Haven't been to Houston in a couple years since the last project that was there.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about the about your organization. Are you a solopreneur consultant, or do you have a team? How does that work?
I'm a sole entrepreneur. The team is access to maybe some people with a little lighter skills, and then also, you know, do we need HR? Do we need marketing? Do we need sales? I'm the sort of the, you know, the doctors without borders for a business. You drop me in there, I get the lay of the land, help pull this information out. A lot of companies help grow. I've been with two Inc. 500 companies, a couple of companies where we've grown from like under a million to 10 million in a year, and I've done it high tech, low tech, no tech on these things.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. Where'd you come up with that name, the Fiscal Doctor?
Oh, I did a thing with a guy named Alan Weiss, who's one of the premier consultants in the world. He has a million-dollar consulting college to help people do a better job on their business, and one of the issues is setting up a brand and looking at that. I did it with him, 6 or 8 years ago, and amazingly, it works well. Large companies like it, and the early-stage company, the brilliant entrepreneurs like it. I still do a little coaching, CEOs, CFOs, and COOs.
Mm-hmm.
So it stood well, and it intrigues people. That in the new book, Million Dollar Blind Spots, 2020 Vision for Your Financial Growth. So I'll scare you a little and then tell you I can help you grow a lot. That's the two sides of the sword.
Yep, Million Dollar Blind Spots. That's cool. When did that come out?
The book came out late last year. The ebook came out a little before that.
Okay.
Available both ways.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. Million Dollar Blind Spots. If you put a Million Dollar Blind Spots in a Google search, it'll pop up pretty obviously there on Amazon.com. Encourage people to check that out. So what are some of those blind spots? I get the impression that most people are operating with a lot of hoes in their business that they don't even realize.
Well, we'll set aside symptoms and go to the problems. The underlying problems, there's five of them, and I'll give that to anybody who mentions your show if they send me an email. The versions of the first one, people don't really know where they make their money. Who are their best customers, the best products? Number two is that they know number one, they don't know what happens when something changes. Think a couple years ago, if you had the Nokia account, cell phones, who would even want to talk to those people at Apple or such?
Mm-hmm.
The third one is you've got something on your balance sheet, only your mother would pay you that value at this time. Four is opportunity cost. You really need to move some money around to reallocate resources. Number five is some version of puffery. The scary thing, you hear all these items, I've looked at that, about people that lie on resumes and things like that. All of your audience hire some of those people. They then go out and make representations to customers, buyers, everybody else that you, your audience, have to make good for those over-eager people out there. That's mm-hmm. the gist of five of the more common major million-dollar blind spots.
Interesting. So what is the, you know, in terms of the scope or percentage of your operations in terms of what you're doing, consulting versus coaching versus seminars, speaking, kind of give us an overview.
You know, I would say it's probably 80% actually doing. I mean, I do the coaching, the consulting across things. I basically, created the book and wrote because you have to be at the front of the room to get access to your audience. If I hadn't done something catchy with that, you know, the thing that intrigued you or the book, I wouldn't be on the radio. Your people wouldn't hear me. So got to spend 20% or so basically creating content to give to people so they'll say, wow, that person could help me grow, could help me keep some more money, could let me sleep a little better at night.
Yeah, and I think we got you on because, you know, your main I think the reason why we got you on is because you have to focus a lot on pitching your services to CEOs. Is that correct?
Exactly.
I mean, tell us why. Why in particular you need to take it to the CEO?
Well, I mean, the thing about this one is the CEO is the one person who makes that decision to reallocate the resources. And you come in there on these things with it. Because everybody tells the CEO there are no problems as long as problems are not allowed. The moment a problem is allowed, he or she is just inundated with a wave of things. And that's usually the point at which they say, oh my goodness, I need somebody to prioritize what I got. Do I have the right list of the issues you've got there even? It goes from there are no problems to there are no shortage of problems. And that's when you need somebody who can come in there extremely fast, focus, strategy, and results. Not there to be loved. I'm there to make the world better. And, you know, find these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maximum of 10 issues to focus on, and probably one of the top three to actually do something about.
There you go. There you go. Gary Patterson, he's our guest, talking a little bit about what's going on in people's fiscal house and why there's so much chaos out there. So, again, you wanted to encourage people to get more information. What do you need them to do in order to get that more information, those 5 points?
If they'll go to fiscaldoctor.com, there's a contact page, and I'll offer to give them either an acquisition checklist or those 5 question email. Just note that that you heard me on your show, and I'll be glad to email that to the people. You know, if they take a look and find something, say, Gary, I want to talk about that number 2 or number 3 issue, you know, great, the phone number's there too. Just send me an email and mention where you heard me.
Absolutely. Gary Patterson, he is an author, he's a consultant, speaker, the whole nine yards. If you want to learn more about him, I want to encourage you to check out fiscaldoctor.com. That's exactly what it sounds like, fiscaldoctor.com. Make sure you check that out. And Gary, thanks for being with us.
Great. It was great fun. Trust somebody saw some, heard something. Let's give some value to them.
I hope so, too. I believe they would have. Thanks, sir. All right. When we come back, we're going to have much more for you. Do want to remind you, the best content here shows up over there at our sister news website, usdailyreview.com. Also want to make sure that you, while you're there, like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. And we love it when you go ahead and give them additional love by promoting them on your social media. This growing alternative voice in media needs your love. Make sure you share it with others. I'm Kevin Price. We're going to have much, much more for you. Stay tuned to it right here after this.